Before we start today's show, I want to tell you guys about the Permescent Delay Spray that's been used by over 1 million men and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Maybe you guys don't know this, but the average woman takes over 18 minutes to climax and the average man takes just about 5 minutes. So that gap right there is really a big problem in the bedroom. You want to pleasure your woman. You want to make sure that you can get her off too. And that's why you got to use the Permescent Delay Spray. There are no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscription required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I'm telling you right now, I've used this before. I use it when if I'm gonna have sex with my chick, if I hadn't seen her in a couple days, I'm gonna just right away, I'm gonna fucking pop all over the place. Look at all the girls in the booth. They're getting so turned on just thinking about this. That's why I just spray a little Permescent on. It numbs it off. I get to go much longer, have much better sex. Everybody's happier. She's happier. I'm happier. It's a better way to do it. So right now, go to Permescent.com. That's Permescent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once again, that's Permescent.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Happy motherfucking Monday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. What is up, motherfuckers, the day after Halloween? What is it? You know, they have like Boxing Day for the day after Christmas.
Candy Day.
But it's Half Price Candy Day. What do we call it? We got to give it a special name. Zach Amico Day.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like your hair, dude. You look like the Amazing Jonathan.
Thank you.
Yeah. It looks cool. I don't know what's going on. I feel like you're trying to figure out who you are with your hair lately.
No, I sprayed it black for my costume, so it's just still got black shit in it.
Just, yeah, it's got the fucking... So yeah. You went black hair last night.
Yeah, I was Paul Bear.
All right. Nobody's, you know... Nobody's saying that's okay. You went black hair. I don't know if it's a coincidence, considering who our guest is today. It's fucked up, dude.
I apologize. Curl it.
Napoleon, I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from Flatbush Misdemeanors on Showtime. It's Napoleon Emile.
Hey, thank you.
What up, kid?
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
It doesn't matter. Any of the cameras is okay. You're supposed to be here with Maddie Smith. We don't know where Maddie Smith is at right now. And I mean this. I hope she's being violently attacked by homeless people. they were both late, and that's fine, okay? But the fact that Maddie couldn't beat a large black man here, it's fucking... Wildin' Out is going to her head.
Are you saying Maddie's on Wildin' Out time?
Maddie Smith is on Wildin' Out time.
Is that worse than CP time?
Yeah, I don't know, man, but she's definitely getting very, very comfortable. We're going to talk to her about
it's like CP time,
here.
But you have to come up with 7 different reasons why you're late in rhyme.
We're going to figure out why she's late in just a moment here. We have a lot to talk about. It's Skankfest week. This is a big fucking deal. This is Skankfest South is happening after how long did we delay it?
2 years.
2 years. It's been a 2 year fucking delay.
This is 2019, right?
3 different dates. This is it. We're very, very excited. Oh, so nice of you to join us, Maddie Smith.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, what's yeah. If I was fucking Nick Cannon,
please.
I bet you'd be here.
All right. When you start paying me, I'll get here on time.
You know what? We were doing a thing.
We don't pay you, but we also don't like Jews, so we're halfway there.
Oh, okay.
Well, today we started paying people that were on time. That was a new rule, and you were both late. It was crazy. It's $25,000 per episode.
Napoleon wasn't going to tell me. He was like, you dropped that
tea. I was going to let that run.
He was here before you, which is a goddamn...
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
I am happy to have you here, though.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. As always, love to have you here. It's a very, very exciting week. We're just talking about how it's Skankfest week. Mm-hmm. And I got to plug real quick, guys. If you guys do not have Skankfest tickets and you guys want to be at Skankfest and experience some of the festivities, we are streaming 9 separate streams 9 separate streams. You guys can get them at momenthouse.com/skankfest. Grab them there in advance. If you wait until Friday to buy the streams, they're going up by a couple bucks a stream. It's only $8 per stream. You can buy the entire weekend for $65. Momenthouse.com/skankfest. Don't miss the roast of Luis J. Gomez, the bonfire, Legion of Skanks, Ellis Mania fights. Harrington and Dylan are fighting on day one of Ellis Mania. Me and Ellis are squaring off on day two in a musical chairs boxing match. We have both agreed that we are not going to go for the chairs. We're both going to the corners as soon as the fucking music stops. Me and him are going to square off. You will see me and Jason Ellis box at Ellis Mania, unquestionably. Gentleman's agreement right now. So,
thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Paco.
So what are the chairs for?
So it's like musical chairs. They take away a chair every...
But instead of one person left out, it's two.
And they have to box.
And whoever's left out, yeah, has to fight.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sweet. It's going to be dope. But yeah, it's going to be an incredible evening. Just make sure you go to momenthouse.com/skankfest the entire weekend. And you don't have to watch them live. You guys can watch them for 48 hours after they stream. So, yeah, do that. But let's get our plugs beyond that out of the way. Let's do our plugs and let's start this fucking show. Napoleon, what do you got to plug?
I'll be in D.C. coming up the 18th and 19th. Doing Crybaby on the 19th and some other show on the 18th.
Sick. Sick. Love it.
The enthusiasm is overwhelming.
I can't remember right now, and I was like, fuck.
All right. Maddie Smith, what do you got to plug?
Maddie Smith, next week, two shows in the New York Comedy Festival. One of them
I didn't know if I could bring up the festival. They just talked about another one.
I'm not the same date.
So November 10th and 11th, New York Comedy Festival, and just announced December 2nd to 3rd, I'll be at the Creek in the Cave, so come out.
Sick. Nice. Very sick.
Killer, have you been to the new creek yet?
No.
It's awesome.
I'm excited.
Blessed.
Yeah, I'll be doing a Black Ass Comedy Show from the No Need guys. Not their podcast, they're like New York Comedy
Festival.
The
live show.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Your show. That should be a fun week.
Yeah, it should be fun.
All right, Zachy.
fuck it. I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out last night for the live Midnight Spook Show at the stand. You guys showed up. They actually had to restructure the room. Because they sold more tickets than they thought. So it really meant a lot. Thank you, everybody that came out.
That is fucking sick. I got a lot of dates coming up, guys. Obviously, Skankfest is happening this weekend. Get your live streams there. If you guys want to see me and Zach on the road, we have some live stuff coming up. Poughkeepsie, Laughing at Poughkeepsie, November 26th and 27th. Myself and Zach Amico. We're also going to Toronto. That's the name of the episode. December 17th and 18th for the Dark Comedy Festival. Myself, Zach Amico, Real Ass Podcast Live, Depraved Live, and a lot of other fun stuff happening. I'm doing headlining shows as well. Then January 13th through 15th, Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky. January 21st through 22nd, The Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut. February 10th, The Ontario Improv in Ontario, California. April 28th, Zanies in Chicago, Illinois. May 5th through 7th, they'll be in Providence. And then we're going to get into the summer. I'm going to be in Kansas City, Missouri at the Comedy Club of Kansas City in June. And lots of other dates coming up, guys. Stay motherfucking tuned. I know they reworked that Albany date as well. I think Zach's on most of these dates with me. Just go to lewisofskanks.com to grab your tickets. I will be coming to a city near you. Lots and lots of touring happening all throughout this spring and this summer. If you guys love this show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. One lucky winner per month, we give away a free piece of merch to. If you guys... I'm sorry. Not if you subscribe. That's for somebody... Shut up, Shannon. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Okay, go subscribe. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the Gas Digital shows. Thousands of hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else. And you get instant access to the Racist Live Chat, instant access to all the shows, uncensored shows, ad-free shows. I know people hate listening to ads sometimes. Yeah, do that. Use that promo code RAP. If you go to our iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and positive review, we really would appreciate that. One reviewer every month, whether it's good or bad, we give away a free piece of merch. So I'm going to give away that piece of merch in just one moment. But make sure you go to iTunes, leave us a rating. Also, Paco, give me a sugar-free Red Bull that sounds delicious. It's room temperature. Give me it on ice. Thanks, Paco. So, make sure you guys do that.
Second job, Paco. Go get ice.
Also, subscribe to my Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I do lots of giveaways and play video games poorly on there, so make sure you guys do that as well. All right, one piece of merch. Shannon, here we go. One reviewer. This month's winner is in Stone, New Jersey. Or Enstone, NJ. I shouldn't say. It's not necessarily New Jersey.
So the title of the review is Surprise. It's 5 stars. And the review is, it's not rape if you tell Surprise first.
It's true. Oh my gosh. Guy's name and facts. Sorry, guys. Hell yeah, dude. That guy just won.
Rape!
He just won. A hat, a t-shirt, a mug, whatever you want, buddy. Whatever you want. And I appreciate the advice. Yeah. It's like a, that's like a fortune cookie. That was his comment. That's like a fortune cookie.
That was his comment?
Yeah. Nice. Is that over ice?
This is for me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't know what the fuck's going on, dude. Nobody is respecting me in this fucking studio today. I'm sick of it. How was everyone's Halloween's?
It's good. I'm a little hungover.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do? What'd you do for Halloween?
I went to New York Comedy Club.
I went to New York Comedy Club.
Just accidentally got lit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I on purposely got lit.
Yeah, I guess mine was kind of purposeful.
Well, you were at New York Comedy Club as well?
I stopped by there for a little bit.
Was it a party or something?
Yeah,
it was a party. I don't even get invited to these things anymore. Wow.
What'd you guys do?
Wow.
It's right up the street from here.
I didn't even know that there was a Halloween party happening at New York Comedy Club. That's where I'm at in the New York Comedy Club world. You know what?
They expected you to have your own party.
I feel like it's just safe to assume there's something at every, you know what I mean?
Don't fucking take their side. I see what you're doing. Okay, dude? Today it's a Real Ass Podcast versus New York Comedy Club, and here comes Maddie Smith just fucking catching their back. You barely even know those guys.
Listen, I stand where I stand.
Yeah. Look.
I was at the stand. It was one of those things where, like, the party started. I'm like, hey, look, comics. And then, like, 300 other people showed up, and I'm like, you're not comics.
Why? What?
Well, I heard there was a fight broke out.
Shut up. A fight broke out?
Yes, I heard. Stand.
I left because it was too crowded.
Yeah. I heard it happened before you. Your show started at midnight, right?
No, my show was at 7.
All you said was at 12.
Yeah.
Oh, that happened
well,
right before.
It's
confusing.
Midnight.
It's a confusing.
Usually the show airs at midnight.
Title.
I call it just Spook Show when it's live.
Okay, thank God. Because I would say that would be very confusing.
Yeah, it would be confusing.
It would be, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a fight at the stand between comics or people?
I have no idea. I just heard. Oh, I heard it secondhand.
I love a good fight.
There's always a fight up there.
I haven't seen a fight at a comedy club in a long time.
Yeah.
That's a lie. There was not always a fight up there. I did see another fight. It just happened to be at the same place.
Yeah.
I think I saw fights at the old one. Because all the fights we were involved in back in the day.
We were starting them.
They were our fights.
Yeah. Like, I haven't seen a fight in a long time. Meanwhile, I'm punching somebody.
This place is nuts. Can I honestly say, though, most of the time it wasn't our fault. Lewis and I just worked rooms.
No, I'm a
that were like the Wild West.
No, you no. Comedy, I went and fought strangers for like it wasn't even for me. Mm-hmm. It was for the idea of comedy. It was because it could have been any one of you up there. So you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. I'm out there like a fucking superhero.
Thank you.
Attacking
hecklers.
No. Patrons. I would just call them, I would call them paying customers. I seem like their face sometimes. I can't go out anymore. Like, I've reached the level of adulthood where the idea of going to a bar and like just drinking sounds like a true nightmare. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a nightmare. I can't do it.
What's a nightmare about it? Just getting wasted? Being around people?
Being around people.
Yeah, I'm the same. I left when it got packed. I just don't like it anymore.
I hate being around strangers. I hate having to pretend that I like them. Mm. I hate forgetting everyone's names and then having to, be like, hey, buddy, all night. And then fucking the fear and the anxiety of being called out on not knowing somebody's name. I don't know what it is, but it bothers me.
How often does that happen?
Daily. I forget everyone's name.
Somebody looks at you and go like, what's my name?
I had to look down at the sheet to remember Maddie's name when I was doing her plugs just now.
That's fair.
I've known her
and
for
I blew
years.
Him, so.
She blew me twice. It was good.
I'm good.
Not
I'm
good,
good
enough,
DJs,
though.
Yeah.
Not to remember.
Not great. She doesn't have a podcast.
All right.
Doggy, I'll tell you right now, I'm really, really, really bad with people's names. And that anxiety that I have, it's half the reason why I don't like social situations. One of my comedy clubs, I go straight to the room. I go straight. People think I'm an asshole all the time. They're like, oh, this guy's a dick. But I just don't want to make eye contact with somebody and them to see on my face that I've forgotten their name.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
It's every time.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Hardcore parkour.
Somebody look at you and you're like, oh, shit. they're wondering if I know their name or not.
Yeah, that's it. Well, because you know if somebody. In fact, if you're listening to this, I mean, I guess no comics really. Some comics do, I guess. But if you're listening to this, test me on it. Ask me, like, what's my name? That's like my biggest fear that somebody's going to do. I'm like, ah, fuck, dude. And then I have to like
Chief, you know your name. Stop playing.
Yeah, it's like, okay, dickhead.
Yeah, all right, brother.
Okay, buddy. What's my name? Ha! Just disappear into the crowd. Yeah, I hate it. But yesterday I had our second annual extravaganza for the kids. And it was fucking quite the...
It was like a Halloween party?
Halloween party.
Well, I saw a photo of you guys covered in blood.
We went extra fucking hard. I hired Harrington and Alex to come and help. Okay. And I will say that they did a fucking bang up job.
Yeah.
You know, the whole party was fucking...
Can you guys bring up the picture Lewis posted of the four of them as doctors in the kill room?
Doctors and nurses in the kill room. Hell yeah.
Because I got a very funny text. Lewis is such a Puerto Rican that he has a full doctor's outfit and slides.
The Sean Clef
has on. Nike slides.
Hell yeah. It is the most Puerto Rican thing I've ever. Dr. Puerto Rico.
That's amazing. Well,
and the person that said, the person texted me said, I can't believe Lewis was a doctor with chancletas.
I look like a dental assistant.
Hilarious.
Yeah, no, so we did, the whole party itself was fucking awesome. We did the second year in a row. And, you know, when you invite kids, you know, you invite 15 kids, whatever it is, they each bring two adults. So it's like, now you have 15 kids, but you have 30 adults in your house.
Right.
Like, it's a fucking, it's a.
Is that number 45 people?
Dude, it's such a wild amount of fucking people that are coming over and you have to, you know, prepare for that many people. And I'm just fucking, I'm a crazy person when I'm like preparing for shit as it is. And I'll say, I love my girlfriend. But ooh, she saw the wrath of Luis J. Gomez yesterday. I get up at 8 in the morning.
That wasn't fake blood on her.
No. I get up at eight in the morning.
She's dead now.
This is fucking crazy. This is a crazy thing that she did, okay? And she's gonna hear this and be upset that I even talked about it. But it needs to be pointed out how fucking retarded this was.
I'm nervous.
Okay. So we get all these balloons and streamers and all this fucking shit, okay? sorry, somebody in the racist live chat took the picture that we just put up. And put a graphic over it that says Skankfest South, now with abortion pit stop booth.
Hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
Wow.
I dig it. They work fast here.
Texas, yeah.
Yeah, they work fast. So did you get me ice, Paco? I mean, I guess I'll take a room temperature fucking.
Yeah, for that.
I mean, I'm so thirsty for a cold beverage right now. It would be delightful. It's all I want in the world. Is it cold?
Yeah, I just bought cold ones.
Oh, you just bought cold ice. Ones. Wow. Doggy, listen, I gotta be honest with you.
That was pretty good.
Because here's the thing. What I was expecting Paco to do was like, I was like, get the ice and cool it. And Paco just went three steps ahead of me. This is why Paco makes the fucking big bucks around here. And the other producer, and
good
he does,
Paco.
He plays
good
with his dog.
Paco, yeah.
Paco gets paid to play with his dog at Gas Digital. That is his entire job.
It's pretty cool.
Paco's convinced everyone that one single camera is difficult to edit. And his job is like literally just showing up with his camera and playing with his dog and fucking, I think, probably fucking two or three female Gas Digital employees.
Thank you.
Oh, that is fucking good. Oh, thank you, Paco. Paco's the best. Natalie, take a page out of Paco's book. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is an online store with every auto part available at the best prices possible. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts.
Guys, rockauto.com is incredible. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best prices. I don't know anything about cars. If I need to get something fixed, the mechanic could tell me these parts cost absolutely anything, and I would believe them. But I go to rockauto.com and check the prices and make sure they're not screwing me over.
Yeah, right now, go to rockauto.com, click around, see if they have what you need. And if you purchase anything, there's not even a promo code or anything because they already have the best prices possible. Just let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Once again, that's rockauto.com. Go there right now and enjoy your day. All right, where were we?
So you wake up at 8.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm on the
streamers, balloons.
We got streamers, we got balloons, everything the day before. Wake up at 8. I come up with a game plan. I write out my whole fucking the daily events. Okay. We've hired two people, Alex and fucking Harrington, to come over. My son's mother's coming over. There's four adults.
Plus you guys.
Plus me. This was going to be, this was the events for the day. Okay. 1 p.m. is cocktail hour. Everyone shows up. Wow. The adults are having some drinks. We got these little blood bags for the kids to put juice in. Nice. So they show up. Boom. 1:30 p.m. lunch. Pizza for the kids. Sandwiches from a Family Affair in Fairlawn. Incredible sandwich place. 2 p.m. spooky story time. 2:15, we're doing a mummy wrap this in the backyard quick. With toilet paper.
No. This is happening right after each other.
These are kids. You got to keep them fucking engaged.
Yeah, you have like a 3-minute window.
Yeah.
Or they're just tearing shit up.
2:30 p.m. Yeah. Zombie musical chairs.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
It's musical chairs, but it's to the song Zombie.
Mm-hmm. Do they have to walk like zombies? Oh.
They don't have to, but they should.
Okay.
Pinata, 2:45. 3 p.m. an appointment with Dr. Death.
I'm exhausted.
What was the pinata? Pinata.
Pinata.
Pinata. What was the pinata?
What's a pinata?
No, I would tell.
It was a little spider.
Okay.
And then we have our trampoline candy grab where we cover the trampoline with candy, and I jump
outside?
Up and down on it. Oh yeah. Outside.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm planning out the day's events. I'm like, we have everything ready to go. All things are in place. See, that's a trampoline candy grab. All I say is like, look, I'm gonna go to jujitsu. Decorate the house. Like, we have balloon streamers. When I come back from jiu-jitsu at 11 a.m., this is 2 hours before the party, we'll start putting the finishing touches on Dr. Death's doctor's office.
Yeah.
Just decorate the fucking house.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
Let me guess.
Now, there's no 36 decorating. Balloons. There's 36 balloons. 12 black, 12 purple, 12 orange. Okay? I shit you not. Okay?
She segregated the balloons.
She separated the blacks and the purples.
She did. Well, it's one and the same, really. Sorry, Napoleon, I forgot you were here. That was way too racist, and I'm sorry. That's not okay. He wasn't even paying attention. Good. Thank God. What? Thank God black people have attention deficit disorder as a culture, and he wasn't paying attention to the racist jokes we make. So
I listen back.
So
he's listening.
So I come home from jiu-jitsu, and I see on the back porch, there's the 12 orange balloons just tied in a bunch to the back porch. Why are all the orange balloons out here? Then I walk around to the front of the house. There's 12 fucking purple balloons tied to the front of the house. Then over on the side, 12. This bitch, and I hate to call her that, but she just took the bunches of colored balloons and just tied them to different corners of the home. Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Outside. Maddie, it doesn't sound
like the party's inside.
It's just fucking crazy.
But when you see that, can't you just bring them inside?
You would think, right? You would think. Maddie, let me...
So then what happened? A fight went down? Oh, that's who got in a fight last night at the stand?
Yeah.
Maddie, let me explain to you. This is how she ties them. Okay? I want to explain to you. Like she's trying to fuck with me.
She put the female touch on there.
Dude, she tied them so tightly so many fucking knots. Then the wind... blows the balloons and twisty knots together. So all the balloons now are just twisted up.
Tangled up.
And then it's like the scene from Up. Your house starts floating away.
Yes.
Your fish made your house float away.
I like this. This bitch. So I get home and I'm like, what's going on here? And I'm starting to huff and puff. And I have nobody to huff and puff at because she has gone to the store with my son's mother. They're two adults now are at there. She's gone. The only thing that's been done is balloons are tangled to the outside of my fucking house. The only thing in an hour and a half that's been done. No,
Did you give specific instructions of where you wanted the balloons?
Yeah, was there communication ahead of time?
I don't think that I'm dealing with a mentally handicapped person. I think I'm dealing with a beautiful young woman.
Did you expect her to maybe take... one of each color and put it in one place.
Mix it up.
Tie it to a fucking doorknob. Tie it to the end of the couch.
Spread them out.
Yeah.
Turn this into a 3-minute operation.
Dude, it was fucking wild. I was so mean. I was like, I was mean to the point where people were like, dude, fucking chill. It was
the kids were saying that.
Dude, my son
was really upset.
Mr. Gomez.
I was already annoyed. I was like, what the fuck type of human am I dating that would dare do this? How dare her do this ridiculous thing?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm trying to untangle the balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to just watch me every time I try to untangle one fucking thing, I start snapping the balloons off. They're popping.
Oh no.
Oh God, dude. I'm just like stomping around my house, screaming, and nobody's there. Nobody's there yelling. Yeah. I'm just screaming at the air. Oh.
Just God, a temper tantrum by yourself.
God, I hate women.
Would you say you get in a lot of fights?
No.
Like a big one?
No, no. She's very obedient.
She's a good listener.
She really does. I'll tell you right now. She's
domesticated.
But even yesterday, she was
she's
like,
house trained.
At one point, she was like, you have to stop talking to me this way. Mm. I was talking to you one way.
Right.
It was fucking wild.
Right.
Now,
I will admit that I was wrong. I shouldn't have gone as crazy.
I think
weren't there yet, dude. Alex and Harrington had just showed up. It was the balloon incident of 2021 Halloween. It was a problem.
I think we would have more sympathy
balloon game.
Had you gone to do something for the party and not gone to jujitsu and assigned her to decorate your home.
You know, everyone else said that to me as well. And
you said everyone else.
Everyone else also brought this point up to me. Everyone else,
very logical boy.
Everyone else brought this up to me. But I will tell you right now that for me, had I not gone to jujitsu, I think I would have burnt the house down. So that's burning off energy. It's me centering myself. It's me making sure that I'm physically and mentally so best.
Jujitsu is like your meditation, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
So I get to calm myself and center myself. Without that, I was about to have a big party for the day. I was going to eat bad candy. It's not good. That's a part of my process. That's like getting up and showering or brushing my teeth. And that's what I said to everyone else, to which they all rolled their eyes. And then, here we are.
Everything good now? We apologize?
I did apologize. Well, my son's mother came back. She's like, you need to make this right. Because I know they probably just had a whole.
Yeah, girls stick together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, this is why I left him.
This is why I left. Yeah. And your girl said, this is why I'm leaving.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's like, he's got four more times to do this.
No. Did you get the balloons off, ultimately? Did you have
no, eventually Alex and Harrington did.
Okay.
I was like, guys, balloons, now. I got to go.
They're perfect.
I got to go smoke weed in the garage.
The other meditation.
Harrington will do anything you ask him.
Harrington was fucking great at the party. So different times in the party, we told the kids as they showed up. So we got them a bunch of like swords. They were like just like soft foam swords. Mm-hmm. But we said these are like special magical swords. It was like there's monsters on the loose in the neighborhood. So at any given point, a monster could show up. And Harrington just played the characters really well. So at one point, we're like, hey, there's a werewolf. Somebody saw him out front. So the kids, they look.
Oh, my
gosh. The kids all were like, where's the werewolf? We think we saw him. We saw him. And, we had all the parents playing on it. So then the werewolf.
Perfect amount of body hair, too.
He really does.
Right?
So
to be a werewolf.
Horrifying.
So he showed up, and then the kids kill him. And then we drag his body off. And then the same thing with the three-headed clown.
Wow.
Same thing with a demon from hell.
Oh, my God.
This was another clown. This is my neighbor. He's fucking crazy.
So you guys walked around and killed the monsters.
We walked around and killed the monsters. Awesome. We played all these games. It was fucking adorable. But the big thing this year was
the balloons.
That was a real horror show. No, the big thing was Dr. Death. Dr. Death this year. So we turned the basement into like a
operating room.
Operating room and doctor's office. Here, Shannon.
You want to give us all this, please?
After some very delicate surgery right now. It's
I love the chef's hat.
It is a chef's hat.
Ew.
There's a screw in it. I was doing jokes.
There's a screw in it. What is that?
They were just fake organs that we bought.
Oh, you guys should have used food. Like, took a bite.
No, I don't want kids touching, like, meats and things. Let me tell you something.
You know what?
Not a single kid enjoyed this.
Yeah,
even
the,
my own
the
son.
Audience doesn't sound very.
My
How old are they? How old
no,
are they?
Sounds like a tight crowd.
They weren't tight. They were fucking horrified. Three kids
Is
left
that the
crying.
Point? Oh. Ain't that the point?
Dude, my son, he knew it was me, and he was like, no. Like, he knew it was me.
Maybe that's why?
Dude, he was not feeling it. He was like,
ain't it, dude. That ain't it.
How old are these kids?
Between 4 and 10.
Yeah,
oh, I thought they were like
they were
12 or something.
No, they were
that's
little
a little
kids.
Young for Dr. Death.
Dr. Death,
in
I mean.
Opinion.
And we there was a lot of bloodhounds.
There's a lot of space between killing monsters with a magic sword. And ripping Harrington's heart out.
It was no, his heart,
there's
his spleen, and his brain.
Version
and
of
then him. He died on the table, right? You gotta see the long video. Pop
flat
the video in Gas Journal this week. Oh, hold on. Is this more video, Shannon? Or I put out a longer video?
This one's 6 minutes. It's just a little
oh,
here.
My God.
That was awesome. Yeah, we got a smoke machine.
Yeah.
We had ambiance music.
I thought that was just your garage.
This is like made for like, look, these like high school kids.
This is, yeah. Oh, my God.
So Harrington reacted to this. Right. So, all right, it's fine. So we took out his brain at one point, and he dies on the table. And then I had an electric switch that was attached to him, and then the kids would bring him back to life. But the second group was so scared that nobody would bring him back to life. They're like, I guess we're going to leave him dead.
Were any parents mad at you for...
No, the parents thought it was fucking great.
Okay, okay.
It was...
Parents like when their kids are scared.
It was pretty over the top.
Sometimes you can get a Karen who's like, oh, that was you took it too far.
No, it was... Well, I mean, my cousin's daughter, like, won't come back to my house. Mm-hmm. They left. They left. It wasn't even a fucking debate.
Wow.
That was it.
Pussy ass bitch.
Yeah. So now I feel like we have to top it every fucking year. This is like a thing. Halloween in the Gomez household is sort of becoming a big fucking deal here.
Yeah, it's like Roseanne.
Yeah. Roseanne. They were and I loved watching when I was a kid. I used to love watching Roseanne and being like, damn, I wish we had money and love and a dad. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Roseanne had money. That's how poor I was. I looked at Roseanne. I was like, damn.
I'm about to say, weren't they supposed to be like poor?
White trash poor people. But they owned a home. They owned a home and a car and a business, a couple of business, drywall business, the loose meat sandwich shop.
The garage.
Yeah.
Loose meat.
Yeah, they was like Sloppy Joe's without the sauce. Mm. Weird.
The lunchbox.
Really? The lunchbox. Mm. Hell yeah. I know a lot of Roseanne trivia. Yeah, try me. Shannon. Throughout the whole show, I want you to throw out Roseanne trivia. Throughout the entire show. And not when they came back, you fucking dickhead. We're talking about old school Roseanne. And whoever answers the most correct Roseanne questions at the end of the show, out of all four of us, free piece of Real Ass Podcast.
I'm
going
to have zero.
I'm going to have zero, yeah.
Sorry, also throw out, what shows would you have watched when you were a kid? Martin,
yes.
Throw out Martin trivia as well, and then girls.
Lizzie McGuire.
I said girls.
Girls, Lena Dunham. Yeah, throw some girls.
Some girls trivia as well.
Lena.
Wild Thornberrys. What do you like?
Wild Thornberrys. A little bit. Even Stevens.
Yeah, so that was my Halloween. It was pretty goddamn memorable. And we went trick-or-treating. Kids came back.
Yeah,
that's a long day.
How long did this party last for?
Party was 1 to 4, but we went late, so we probably ended it really at like 5. Trick-or-treating 5:30 to like 7. And we went back and fucking just hung out. I am beaten. My hands are just fucking covered in blood.
You do this in, you live in the city?
I live in Jersey.
Okay, all right. Because when I was growing up, my parents were from it. They were like, you cannot trick-or-treat in New York City.
You gotta go to stores.
You gotta go to stores or like
walk
gyms.
Into businesses and stuff.
We'd go to stores. When we lived in Harlem with James, we would just, it was like probably a 10 block radius on like on Adam Clayton Bell.
Mm-hmm.
We just go up and down and then go to all the stores. But it's fucking just sort of depressing. It's just not really like
it's
what
not
you
the
want.
Same.
Where I'm at in Jersey as well, the houses are pretty close together. You cover a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Halloween fucking rules, dude.
It's the shit.
It's just the best.
In the suburbs, yes.
In the suburbs,
it's just a great.
It just reinvents itself as you get older. So like when you're a kid, you're trick or treating. When you get older, you party. It's like
it's just awesome, dude. You know what it is? Halloween truly kicks off the holiday season.
Yeah.
Right now we're thinking Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's right around the corner, baby boy. It's happening. We're about to get fat on turkey. Then here we go. Christmas is here.
New Year's.
And then it's 3 years of cold darkness. It's like Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Like
you mean Black History Month.
Yeah. it's a lot of darkness. For the month of February.
It feels like 3 years. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
The shortest month.
But,
and it feels so long.
As soon as
the 27th, fuck.
Dude, January 2nd hits and New York City becomes just true. Like, it turns gray.
It's fucked up.
Something happens. Just the whole city turns like a shade of gray.
I feel like everybody's just recovering from the year for like a good day or two. This is like the wackest part of like right after the holidays. Like that first, second.
February. Dude, no, and this is not about Black History Month. So it's just, can you stop? Can you just stop for a minute?
Stop complaining.
February I was almost going to say Martin Luther King Day.
February is by far the worst month. It is by far the worst.
It's the coldest month.
I'll petition to move fucking Black History Month to August right now. That's a dope month for Black History.
That's also my birthday. That should be Black
History.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dude,
31 days.
Dude, August is fucking 31 days. It's hot as fuck. Black people like
There's no other holidays.
There's no holidays in August. Yeah.
There's no holidays in August. Dude, can we petition?
No, I just said my birthday was in August.
Again, there's no holidays in August.
Turn into a white girl. My birthday's then.
My birthday.
We should petition have Black History Month move to August. It's a better month for it. Okay. February is a cold, dark,
sucks.
Fucked up, awful month. And I hate it. That's it. And
that's why they made it Black History Month.
Every day during the month of February, I look at my son and I curse the day he was born. Mm-hmm. Because if I didn't have a son, because he's black, because of his stepfather. because if I could, I would do what like Schultz does or one of these guys. Dude, I would go to Miami for the month of February. Realize podcast
in Miami.
I thought
you meant pretend to be black.
I would go to Miami for the month of February in a fucking heartbeat or wherever, dude. Jamaica. Yeah. We could just go somewhere. Dude, imagine doing the Real Ass Podcast
you know, people
from
spend,
Jamaica.
Like, Christmas in Miami. He spends Black History Month in Miami for the holidays.
I'm out.
Sounds incredible.
I try to train myself to enjoy winter because you're like, I'm going to, I have to trick myself into like appreciating the aspects of winter because it comes every year and you're wasting your fucking life when you hate full 3 months.
I can't even think of just anything that I like. It's just fucking freezing.
It's really cold. You have to be like inside, like how, cozy warmth.
Yeah, you gotta like fucking,
that's the only good part about it, walking back inside.
Yeah,
like, you know, like the end of the night wrapping a big heavy blanket around you is nice. Or you know what's nice? Wrapping a big heavy blanket around you and getting a little hot in the night, like, oh, I'm a little too hot.
Yeah.
You crack the window a little bit, just slightly, and like that cold air comes in. You're like, oh, it's a little too cold, but it's a little too hot.
So you got back
find,
and forth.
Yeah, you got to find the right medium. That's
you got to get a fan.
The only enjoyment for the month of February is the battle of trying to find the happy medium between.
Right.
And that is very specific to New York City as well.
Yes.
Because in New York City, you don't have a thermostat. You can't like.
No.
You gotta just hope that your fucking super has the same.
Yeah, my Mexican super is going to put the heat on in March.
But that's the shit
or
about this season.
They cook it too hard. They fucking put it 200 degrees.
That's the shit about like after summer, like it's hot. And then some days are cold, and then you got like, all right, when do I take this AC out? Mm-hmm. So it's like some days you'll take it out, and the next thing you know, you have an 80-degree day.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're out
life
of that.
Life is so hard.
We're out of that season now.
It is. It is hard, and it's fucking cold.
I can
now.
Go harder.
It is getting cold out there. Let's talk about this real quick. I think this is an interesting topic. All right, so Miss Great Britain and a journalist got into a debate whether it's okay to leave a significant other due to weight gain. Can we see some of their argument, Shannon?
Due to what?
Due
to
weight gain. Weight gain.
That's awkward. That's an awkward conversation.
Okay, hold on just one second. I'm waiting for an ad to play. But the video that I'm going to show you first is the current Miss Great Britain who lost 8 stone, which I'll find out exactly what that is in one moment.
That's a lot.
So she's kind of already gone through the process, and I'll show you her before and after. Okay, hold on. If you look at the screen right now, this is the before and after of what she looked like, and then what now? What she looks like being the current title holder of Miss Great Britain.
Honestly, I'll take the before.
She was really big.
That's a thick bitch.
Yeah,
she was really big.
And then here's her argument.
That if your partner gains weight, you should leave them straight away. But if they're not willing, you know,
straight away.
Healthy again, and we need to stop.
Yeah, she just the accent like took her from a 9 to a 6.
Let's see.
Get healthy again, and we need to stop looking at just the looks. By the way, it's about health as well. If they're not willing to get back in shape and you're not willing to do it together, you know, I think it's totally acceptable. If you don't fancy them anymore, you know, let them trot off and find someone they fancy. And, you know, you find someone who loves you for who you are. Or, like me, you lose the weight, you get healthy and get the perfect revenge bod.
Well, what is she even saying?
Was she dumped?
God, women are retarded. No offense, Maddie. No, but I mean, what is she even fucking saying there?
I'm a vain,
I don't want to talk about women like this, but I cannot take anyone seriously if the background is all their shoes.
Yeah.
That is a vapid, personality-less person.
It's a closet.
When they go, you know what people need to see? All my pretty shoes.
Yeah, she definitely
could. And that also would count if it was a guy in front of a ton of sneakers.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
Okay.
I don't. Was she for or against leaving people for getting
she was for?
I was confused. I thought. Well, the sub
super,
headline
she said
her
husband
ex,
left
yeah.
her when she gained weight, and she was just like, "Yeah."
No, so she was responding to. There is a journalist named Alice Evans, and she was complaining about her husband saying that he would leave her if she gained any weight.
Got it.
And so now this woman, who is the current Miss Great Britain, she jumped in and said it's not such a bad thing to lose somebody if they gained weight and don't want to put in any work to get themselves back into shape.
Yeah, I mean, look, a significant amount of weight, yeah. That's not a crazy thing. You're dating some dude, dating some chick, and you were attracted to this person, and then they become a completely different person.
Yeah, but you're also there along the whole way, so you're watching the process happen.
How do you let that get there? How do you, like, not communicate before?
It's awkward. Let me tell you them. No.
Because the people that's going to leave if you get that big, I'm pretty sure they're going to be vocal the whole time, too. They're like, listen.
I don't know, because I'll tell you right now, I would leave without it. If my girlfriend got fat, like if she put on weight where she was legit,
what would you be doing in that between time, though?
Just watching it happen?
I wouldn't. I don't think I would be... Until it was too late, I don't think I'd be like, hey, babe, stop eating chips. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's...
You throw hands, you're like, come to the gym with me.
It's awkward. It's awkward. To say to a girl, be like, hey, don't eat that. That's a fucking... That is a difficult, touchy...
More awkward than I'm leaving you?
You know, it's so much... It's a personality trait that if somebody would allow themselves to become so fat that I'd want to leave them... It's more than just the fact that they look different. It's an unattractive quality that they allowed themselves to sort of get there. You know what I'm saying? And this comes from a person, I fluctuate in weight all the time. Like I've been over 300 pounds before. Really? If I gained that much weight and my chick was like, hey, I didn't sign up for a big fat guy to be fucking sweating on top of me and breathing on top of me. That's the reality. By the way, no. Look, you guys are both fat pieces of shit. That's fine. Okay. I'm not hating on it. I've dated a lot of hot
people
chicks.
People into it.
When I was really fat, I was dating smoking hot chicks, okay? Yeah. They signed up for that. That's what they wanted, right?
So you're saying the bait and switch is the issue.
Yes. If I start dating a chick and then I put on a bunch of weight and then she was like, hey, you know what? You're just not, like, I'm not attracted to you anymore. Mm-hmm. This isn't what I signed up for. That is not only fair, but I feel like that's probably par for the course. People just aren't very honest.
What about the reverse? People losing weight and then they're like, I don't want to date someone that's not big.
Well, that person just has a fucking...
That's a psycho.
It's even more than the weight. It's like, if you're losing a ton of weight, you're probably also changing everything about yourself. Like, if you sign on with someone and they party and blah, 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 and you like that person and then they get into the weight loss thing and you're not into that, you could be like, it's not even about the weight.
You're not fun anymore. Yeah, and those are extreme, like, personality traits. So people who become obsessed with fitness, It's not an attractive personality type to have an obsession with something like exterior like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it could be just like, you know, diet or exercise or whatever it is. It's just to sort of make it your identity, right? And I think that's sort of what you're talking about. Yeah, if I was dating a chick and she was normal and then all of a sudden she became a bodybuilder and that's her identity and this all she is into is fitness and eating right and, what you know, measuring out her meals. And it's like, that's a lifestyle that I don't really know that I want to be a part of. We don't really have matching lifestyles. So I think that that's a fair assessment as well.
You think that if you were with someone, they started doing that, you'd have to start, like, portioning your meals and planning around them there?
One of the things that I like to do is when I'm dating a chick, I like to go out to eat or make meals together. That's like one of the things, literally one of the activities that I regularly do. So if we can't do that together and if she's fucking eating at certain times of the day with, you know, measured meals, and we sort of lose, in my opinion, one of the most important things in a relationship, which is like traveling and eating good food and sort of dining and, you know.
Dating someone who's really into fitness and like grilled chicken and shit is such a bummer.
Yeah, it sucks.
They don't want to get dessert. Like after 10, they're like, I don't eat after a certain time. You're like, okay.
Yeah. I get it. I do the same thing. Like I understand that it's a bummer for like my chick where I'm like, I was like, no, we can't have any dessert in the house.
Yeah.
Because I will eat it. Like, I made her throw out candy that I was like, no, that's got to be out of the house. They can't be in the house right now. Because I will fucking get up 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, dude, I need candy in my face.
I'm the same way. I'm a piece of shit.
I've never been a big candy person, but.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never have guessed.
That's how I would describe you.
A big candy person.
Big candy person.
Big candy guy. I love the candy.
No, dude, I have a sweet tooth like a motherfucker.
Me too.
The only reason yesterday I didn't get crazy was because I was so busy with this party that I truly just didn't have the time to stop and even fucking think about eating anything.
Busy, angry, all of that.
That's my freaking out. That's my only goal in life, is to be so busy you forget to eat. Yeah. That's the only way I can stay skinny.
I'm never that busy.
I'll make time.
I always remember that's like what I'm looking forward to. Like, all right, I'm gonna work for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, but and look, I also hate to say this, but like, it's a different thing with men and women. Like, you know, when I'm fat, you know, I'm still pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? You know,
I'm that's the episode title.
The charm don't go away.
I'm still pretty funny. Yeah. I'm me. Like, right.
A funny fat guy is a party. No. A funny fat chick is fucking obnoxious.
Oh my God.
Fat chick is the most punchable
human. So somebody rude. Shut up this funny fat chick. She's fucking annoying as shit.
So rude. I was a funny fat chick for a little bit.
No, you were a little thick. You weren't fat, though.
I was thick.
Yeah. All right, moving on. So what happened with this MMA fighter fighting a trans fighter? Is that what's going on?
Oh, I think I saw that.
It's a new one?
Yeah. So
is another one?
It was aired in Poland over the weekend. Hold on 1 second. Well, I'm just waiting for the ad to play.
Damn it, Shannon.
Hey, while we're waiting for this to come up.
All right, really quick, we must thank Blue Chew. What an incredible sponsor Blue Chew is for the show. They are dick pills that you chew. They get your dick harder, fuller, and harder. You got more dick in you than you think. I'll tell you right now, they really do work. You pop a Blue Chew 30 minutes before you're going to fuck, you're going to have a fucking raging boner.
Yeah, and they're incredible. It's an online prescription service, so you don't have to go to the doctor and have a weird conversation. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription sent to your house within just a couple of days.
Yeah, it really is that easy. And the best part of all of this is we're going to give you a free trial of Blue Chew. If you go to BlueChew.com right now and use the promo code RAP when you check out, you're going to get your first month for free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. So try it out. See if it works. It will work. Go see the reviews. Don't listen to me. Listen to what other people are saying. BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP for your first month free. All right, where were we?
Lewis, can you explain this little person separation that happened at UFC? Who's the little guy that hangs out with Khabib?
Oh, Islam Makhachev?
Yeah, he's like a little tiny man.
Oh, no, actual...
He looks like a child, but I think it's a guy. I don't know what they have.
Yes, I forget what their names are. The two little Russian guys, they were going to fight at one point.
And they got separated.
Oh, did they? But it's for like...
No, I know, it's funny. The only way it would have been funnier if Rogan was the one keeping them apart.
I didn't see it, actually. I didn't see them getting separated. Yeah,
the one threw a kick at the other one. It was hilarious. Pretty cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are the two fighters, so you can just see them before I show you the fight.
Which one's trans?
So the right is called Mua Boy. And then on the left is Ula Siak.
Oh, so no, this isn't a transgendered fighter. This is an intergender MMA fight in Poland.
They look like characters from Twilight.
Is it?
I thought it was a before and after photo.
Yeah, I thought this was a Lady Gaga video. is the one on the left male to female and the other one is the other way around?
No, I don't think...
Is this the same person?
No, left is a woman.
And the right is a male. It's not a trans... There's no transgendered person involved here.
So kidding.
This is...
Oh, intergender is like...
Intergender MMA fight. So this guy on the right looks like David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about to beat the shit out of this woman,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah,
either one of them look like fighters.
Let me can we see it?
Yeah.
This is a man versus fucking woman. This is wild. Before you even play it, I'll tell you right now, I love this. I love this. Okay, I'm imagining that she tied balloons in bunches.
Did she tie
around the fucking
to earn this beating?
Oh my God, dude! Please, let's see.
All right, so here's Lewis and his girl yesterday.
He'll be super gay.
Oh, neither of these people can fight.
What was that?
No.
She looked cute in their fucking headshot.
Yes. Uh-oh. This is school cafeteria stuff.
Oh, God, women can't
fight. Somebody break this up.
This is bad.
This is one of... This, like, even this fucking half a queer has enough power to make a woman rethink her day. She's like, what did I do getting in here with this animal? This guy, look at him. Look at him. He's like, I'm a man.
Oh my gosh, this seems wrong.
You know, it's so funny because I train jiu-jitsu and men and women roll all the time. Like, I'm not even looking at this as being like, Like, these are two people who just, they're fucking, they don't know how to fight. Neither one of them
this is like
a
freak show event.
It's just, it's two people that have a similar skill set, which is absolutely none, that are agreeing to meet in a cage and to compete against each other in, you know, a fairly safe way. I mean, they can't, they don't actually have the ability to hurt each other. You can keep playing, Shane. I want to watch more of it. Or is that it?
There's like 10 seconds left.
Yeah, I want to see the end of it. Oh, hell yeah. Mount her.
I'm going to mute it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He stopped it. Look, also early stoppage. Very early stoppage.
Yeah, I'll let him go.
Extremely early stoppage, dude. I'll tell you right now.
You don't want that on camera. You don't want somebody's getting bounced off the ring with a dude on top.
I mean, obviously, it's stupid. Obviously, you shouldn't have men and women fight each other. However, you know, it's...
I mean, if there's a ref there, I guess it's
if he
regulated.
Was a skilled fighter,
right?
I would say that that should be, you know, borderline criminal. But it's just like...
But what if she was a skilled fighter?
If she was a skilled fighter, she would have probably beat him up. Because he had no idea how to fight.
No. How did they find them to fight?
I don't know. What was the backstory there, Shannon? Do you know anything?
Hold on, sorry. I was just watching. There is a face-off video. It's not in English, but you can kind of see how it gets a little bit heated. The head-to-head portion.
Yeah.
They each blew a guy.
Yeah, they're fighting over the same penis. This is the gay guy, right?
Do gay fight, too?
I don't know.
I don't know why I think he's gay, but his cheekbones.
Look how he's posing.
I mean, he's got pretty gay vibes.
Yeah.
Did you ever have you ever rolled around with like a gal like that?
Yeah, I've rolled with women, but you know, they're women.
You ever get a boner?
No, but I will say that if it's an attractive woman, it's pretty fucking sweet. It's pretty dope. There's certain positions where smelling her asshole and you can't not.
Yeah, you put the face in the clam.
I'm gonna not breathe. That's dangerous. That's crazy.
Right.
Just wafting.
Yeah.
Growing up wrestling in high school, there would be the kids that wrestled like the low weight classes.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, they would have to wrestle a girl.
Oh my gosh.
And I would always tell them, be like, dude, don't worry if you got to wrestle a girl. If I got to wrestle a girl, it's a problem.
Yeah.
And then one day, this big Spanish bitch walks in from North Bergen, and I went, uh-oh. And thank God she wrestled 189 and not 215. And I watched this chick because she was just all hips. She was all hips. And she grabbed this kid in a headlock and she put him through the fucking mat.
Oh my God.
Because she just flipped him and pinned him. And my coach was this old fucking gruff fucking drunk dude. And as this girl pins the kid, he just puts his hands on his knees and he goes, somebody's joining indoor track.
That's great.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, look, women, you know, I don't train with women because I'm too big. It's, you know, it's very rare, but I have.
Yeah.
You know, once in a blue.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a blue.
How big are you?
I'm like 220. I'm too big to get, there's no benefit in me grappling with a woman, even if she's extremely high level. Because I can use, you want to use technique. You don't want to use strength. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And typically, I'm much stronger than most women. So, but yeah, I don't know. Like, it's when I first heard about the story, Shannon, I was like, oh, another transgender fight. And then when I was intergender, I thought it was even worse. But after watching it, it's like, I don't know. Whatever.
It doesn't seem like the girl, it keeps saying that she is an arm wrestler and a fitness instructor. But I'm not
a fitness instructor?
Yeah, I'm not finding anything about her having much of a fight history. And I can't find, like, if this was, like, a silly thing that they threw together, but it was a sanctioned fight.
Yeah,
you don't look like a fighter either,
no
though.
No way.
No, they were terrible. They were terrible. All right, moving on. Let's talk about this. A 24-year-old Japanese man in Joker costume goes on a stabbing rampage in Tokyo Metro. Yeah, what happened here, Shannon? Give us some background. And do we have any images or video?
I do, yeah. Here's a
video.
Here's an image first, and then I believe there's a video of him just smoking a cigarette. This is him afterwards, just kind of chilling. He waited for the cops to get him. So he went there, he stabbed 10 people, and then spread lighter fluid around the train, and then lit it up. Thankfully, nobody died, but people were injured. And then he said that the cops were talking to him afterwards. He was fine with answering questions. He didn't run. And he said he's been having, like, his life is shitty. He's been having trouble with his friends and at his job. So he wanted to kill people so that he would get the death penalty and that he would die.
Oh, my God. That's so dramatic.
Yeah.
Why would he just kill himself?
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is this is the only video. This is the video that I have of him just smoking a cigarette afterwards.
He's just gonna stab 10 people.
Oh, he looks pretty badass though, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah, this is.
He looks like a character.
Yeah, I would really be bothered by being stabbed with a knife after another person had been stabbed with the same knife,
especially during COVID, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I also have a video of the people
like
running.
Stop him! Can you clean that?
Let's see.
People running off the train.
Jeez. All these people running away from. What kind of knife did he have?
I don't know. But it said that people at first didn't run because they thought it was just a silly Halloween stunt until people actually started getting hurt.
God damn it. Even Japanese people panic so fucking.
Is that blood on that guy?
Yeah, they panic so politely. It's like, excuse me. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the smoke?
What's going on?
Yeah, it's the fire. The fire in the other car. He said.
Yeah, he spread lighter fluid and lit it on fire.
Is that someone on the ground down there?
Whoa! Oh, this guy. Fuck it, dude. I don't agree with him, but he is a real ass dude of the week.
Wow.
Shannon? No? Why is my real ass dude not working? Shannon? It's not working.
Hold on 1 second. Sorry.
Sorry. Real suit of the week. Japanese guy who stabs 11 strangers on a subway. Let's go. There you go. And go. And he's a real ass dude with a bad attitude. There it is. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Was he pretending to be the Joker, or was that just his costume?
It was his costume, and then when he was questioned by the cops, he said he had he admired this Batman villain. That was it.
I read online that he did it because his girlfriend tied balloons outside of his house.
Well, that would make sense.
He was so pissed.
It wasn't just tying balloons, Maddie. You got to understand, it was
grouped them together by colors.
It was... Do you understand? Do you understand 36 balloons? There's just three bunches of balloons, all just segregated colors, all tied to the outside of the house, twisting up in fucking tangling knots.
I understand.
Imagine that.
Did you guys have makeup sex?
Yes, we did.
That's all that matters.
Deep and passionate. Against her will.
Surrounded by balloons.
Against her will, which she likes.
Oh, yeah.
That's her thing.
Surprise.
Yeah.
One more fact about how insidious this, what he did was, is that he chose the express train to carry out the attack because he knew it
longer stops.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Jeez.
Of course.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Less stops.
You don't do local when you're stabbing trips, people.
Yeah. If I'm doing it, dude, it's fucking... 4-5 train.
Yeah, keep
59th Street pulling out the knife.
We got to
125th. You're getting I'm cutting people.
I'm taking the D into the Bronx.
Yeah, you are.
Hey.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Are we talking about trains here? There it is. Happy Monday, everyone.
This guy fucking rules. I'm not saying to kill people. I'm not saying to hurt people. What I'm saying is that if you're going to do it in a real ass way. And the real ass dude did a real ass thing right there. Okay. It's fucking hardcore.
Then he set the car on fire.
It's fucking suicide.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of a pussy ass. Like, he either should have burnt himself with the thing.
Shut up.
Yeah. Or he should have done suicide by cop.
Yeah. But the smoking the cigarette is kind of... badass.
It was, you know.
Yeah, if he had smoked a cigarette when everything was covered in lighter fluid, that would have been cool.
Is that lit his cigarette? Pussy shit. That's who he used to light his cigarette?
Yeah. Some pussy shit. Waiting to get. He wanted the attention.
Yeah.
He wanted to be the fucking Joker.
He wanted to be on headlines.
Yeah, he didn't want just the death penalty. He wanted this attention. If he wanted to die yesterday, he could have died.
Just had to say la, 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 la.
his tattoos go.
All right, you know, at this point I don't care, but it's like, you know, fuck Pete Davidson. I like him. but you know, he's fucking Kim Kardashian now.
That's pretty. Are we boss. Sure?
They just go on rides together,
doggy.
Yeah,
come on now.
Not at the amusement park though.
Why would she be hanging out with a 27-year-old? There's no reason for it.
To fuck him.
Oh, they're definitely banging.
Yeah, she's probably got bomb ass pussy too.
Oh, it probably rules. It probably tastes like nothing.
Nothing.
Just nothing. Literally. Just what is that? Is that the air? No, that's Kim Kardashian's pussy.
It tastes like Jesus.
Isn't it probably the best?
Yeah. It's probably like manufactured too to just be perfect.
You know, she's her fucking pH balance system or whatever. Mm-hmm. That shit's fucking fire.
She probably does like IVs of pineapple juice. She knows exactly what to do.
This bitch tastes like fucking puree. Just delightful, delicious fucking
Fiji water.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Expensive bottled water. Literally, that's smart what it water.
That's what she squirts.
She squirts bottled water. She squirts bottled water.
Yeah.
This bitch pees some fucking Rocky Mountain shit.
Yep.
It's always clear.
Ice cold. Comes out ice cold. Just fucking.
It's refreshing.
From the mountains.
Yeah.
From the fucking mountains.
Yeah.
Nice.
I would eat it.
Damn, pee.
Her piss.
She doesn't have a single body hair, I don't think.
No. Well, I'm not even that attracted to her, but I will tell you, you're right impossible. About that. There's just something.
Yeah.
Isn't she like Armenian?
Yeah.
Yeah. She has.
They have a lot of hair.
They do.
But I think she got rid of it.
She's a Kardashian.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the other ones look like. They every few years, they've morphed into just a completely different most beautiful girl in the world, right?
Yeah.
I think the oldest Kylie. One stays the same.
Kim is the oldest.
No, I thought the smaller one.
Oh, Courtney.
The one with
those
Travis.
Bitches.
She doesn't look as good as Kim.
Look. She's cute.
All their pussies probably are delightful.
Yeah.
Let's get
definitely.
Real. The Kardashian clan. Kardashian clams.
The KKK.
Yeah. Kardashian clams.
The Kardashian clan cam.
Spelled with the K.
Yeah, the Kardashian clams.
Clam clam.
Clam clan.
Clam clams.
Clam clan. Clan.
Whatever. Listen to me. It rules.
KKK.
Yeah.
This is early in their surgeries.
Courtney's a fucking pig. That needs to be pointed out, but good. This early in their surgeries?
Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe.
Looks just like
her
father.
See, the two young ones right there. Yeah. This is what they would look. They would grow up to be plain Jane looking bitches.
Plain Jane, and now Kylie Jenner has.
Well,
a fat
she's
ass.
The only one that didn't have any work done.
Which no,
like
she had
the
work
supermodel.
Done. No, she had work done. I mean, she looks
the youngest
like she did.
One, right?
No, Kendall.
The Kendall, that's the tallest one.
You're saying Kendall or Kylie didn't have surgery? Are you out of your minds?
One of them has a lot of
pull
surgery.
Up Kendall, she has an unreal body.
The one they're
that's,
hot.
The one that's a, yeah. I can't remember. I can't tell them apart.
Kendall's the supermodel.
Kendall's
Kylie's the one with the original BBL.
Let's see. Hold on.
She created.
So Kendall,
the next
she's
generation.
Like she's never had surgery, right?
No, she has.
Maybe like.
But she plays it
not
off.
Not
like
body surgery though. Not like the rest of her sisters.
Doggy,
look at her.
These
hips.
Bitches are not normal.
She's
they,
skinny.
They don't look. No, they don't look
she
like they used
hips.
To look.
Look at Kendall's.
Pull
body.
Up Kendall before and after.
Okay, this is Kendall.
Just like Michael
recently.
Jackson.
Hold on.
That was recently?
There was a photo Kendall posted where her pussy was non-existent, if you can find that.
What do you mean?
Like, it's her in a string bikini.
Only a woman will be like, post that picture of not her pussy. Shut up, Maddie. We're trying to find the pussy.
Okay, this is...
Can we post a picture of the actual pussy, not the lack of?
This is the progress from through the surgery.
Yeah, bitch. This bitch was a thin-lipped fucking white whore, okay? Then she became a fucking hot bitch. Fact.
Yeah, don't they sell that like chapstick that's supposed to like burn your lips until they get bigger?
She gets fillers and shit.
Yeah.
And Kylie is just fully unreal.
Yeah, she's a total different person. Yeah.
Pete Davidson's fucking Kim Kardashian. That's wild.
That's insane.
That is absolutely wild.
Which There's one the
should,
picture.
Which one should he be
that,
fucking?
Look, that's not a real body. Look at this.
Okay.
Yeah, it still rules, Maddie. Shut up.
No, it still rules. Don't get me wrong.
It's still
I would
fucking awesome.
Is this the one he should be dating? Is this more age appropriate for
yes.
Pete?
Actually, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Pete should be dating this one, not the fucking old one. But
how
I mean,
old is this? How old is Kim's, she?
Wasn't he
Kendall's
fucking the chick
age.
From the vampire movies?
He just
that?
Fucks all of them. He rules.
Which vampire
I just
movie?
Want to suck his
Underworld?
Dick.
Underworld?
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah,
Beckinsale.
I want to suck his
her.
Dick off his body and then spit it into a jar and keep it in my room. That's what I want. I'm sorry.
Okay, Dr. Death.
I'm sorry.
I don't even think
they
he
just say Pete's dick.
That man,
yeah,
dick,
right?
He's and that's just the shit we know about. Just the shit we know about. Imagine the quality pussy. Just the tens that aren't even known bitches.
True.
that Pete just throws it down in. You fucking scumbag, Pete.
Like the 10, what, bartenders and like industry people?
Oh, man.
Right?
No one knows. Good for him.
Well, I think when bitches see him with hot bitches, they want to get with him. That's really what it is.
That's a status symbol.
Yeah.
That's a trick.
The thing is, like, good for him, though, because, like, he's also pretty cool.
Pete's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
This is his list of ex-girlfriends.
Carly.
Go ahead.
She's the OG. Yeah, Larry David's daughter. Ariana Grande was when it started. Ariana Grande, similar to Kim's pussy, I would eat that shit.
I feel like some of these bitches are just, like, for status, though.
Mm, yeah.
Like, keep back in sales, like, it's not really that impressive.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, yeah.
Wait, who is this?
That's
the daughter of Cindy Crawford.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, Pete.
I don't know who that is.
Didn't he date Larry David's daughter?
That's fine.
Yeah, she was up there.
It's okay. If you guys could, you know, tell Pete that I want to suck his dick off his body, that'd be nice.
He probably listens to the podcast.
Where do you go after Kim Kardashian, though? Like,
there's
one of her sisters.
There's way hotter.
But she's like the peak of.
I don't think she's the
superficially
peak.
Superficially hot.
For fucking dudes?
Yeah.
No, nobody gives a fuck about Kim Kardashian.
Who's hotter than Kim Kardashian?
Everyone's hotter than her. Are you out of your mind?
I'm just asking, I want to see what the answer is.
For her. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's to me, that's
she's
like, the
like
peak.
Yeah,
Beyonce?
They're...
Rihanna? That's
true.
That's
like
above.
Untouchable, though.
But that's just because they're famous. Hotter is just like just straight.
No, looks. Hot. Of course, there's hotter.
Yeah,
but
you're right. There is a status thing about Kim Kardashian where you're like, you know, it doesn't get much bigger in terms of like famous.
Yeah,
but you know, she is just a fucking 40-year-old bitch.
She is
older than that. Even how old is Kim Kardashian?
I think she's 40.
Yeah,
she gotta be old. I'm 40. I think she's just my age. I think she's older than me.
Oh, no.
41.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here's the image of them holding hands that everyone's talking about.
Everybody's talking about this girl at the bottom.
Yeah, look at that. She did that on purpose. Hilarious.
How do they even have people around them? I feel like they would stop people from sitting close to them.
I know.
Yeah. But think about, like, if Kim Kardashian probably is retarded. Like, the conversation between Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian have to just be hilarious. They just make baby sounds at each other.
So they're toddlers now?
9/11.
Oh my God.
Good for Pete. Good for him.
Yeah, it's awesome.
She's like, what is it like to meet Kanye? That's what she asked.
Yeah, right.
Kumar is gay.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's been in a 10-year plus relationship.
There he is. 11 years, and he's engaged.
That's cool.
Gay.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
Girls stink.
Oh, this is the guy that he's engaged to. He just came
cool.
out.
Oh, cool. He's cute.
Oh, he's a Red Sox fan?
I'm out.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I guess this is news, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that he wasn't gay. I didn't give a fuck about his sexual status. I never considered...
I think the only thing I knew about him is that he didn't smoke weed. And I was just like, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, because of Harold and Kumar.
Wasn't he doing something political, too? Oh.
Yeah, he worked for Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he gave up a career in acting to become, like, a political guy. Did he go back to acting after that?
Well, he did that, like, Christmas Harold and Kumar movie.
Oh.
I feel like that came out while Obama was in office.
Hmm. Obviously, I don't care that he's gay. Good for him. But... Indian butt sex has to be the worst. I mean, the worst smelling thing in the world. Fact? We can all agree on that? With no hate here. This is just a fact, right?
Yeah, but if he's an upper crust gay, he's got ways to take care of that.
And he's vegetarian.
Yeah.
He's
a lot of rough. Can you get rid of his upper crust?
I was looking at it. They have it's a coffee scrub just for your asshole.
Mm.
It's for
gay guys who eat each other's ass.
Coffee scrub, that look like shit if you...
No, I mean, you wash it out, but they said it basically makes your ass taste like nothing.
Like Kim Kardashian's pussy.
Yeah. That's the way to go. Like air.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like an 80... Can anybody use this coffee scrub?
Wait,
everyone has an asshole.
What's a coffee
everyone
scrub?
Everyone does have an asshole. That's a good point.
A coffee scrub is like sea salt and coffee. And you use it to like...
clean yourself.
Yeah, like for your
but there's
skin,
one for your skin. You're not supposed to use it in your ass because it's got sea salt in it. I know that because I bought a cheap one and put it up my butt, and it was not good.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Don't put salt up your butt.
What did it do?
Let's just say he made
did
a latte.
Did it shrink your asshole?
No, I fucking sat in the shower trying to chug water.
I gave myself credit for that.
No, it's good.
I sat in the shower like a dog scooting and was trying to like scoop water up my asshole because it burned.
Oh my God. Jeez.
But they make one that's like for your asshole.
Also, don't put hand sanitizer in your asshole.
Oh, okay.
Done. Deal.
You
why'd you put hand sanitizer
in
your asshole?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh.
I did it years ago.
Wait, before the pandemic? That. Before yeah. there was a surplus of hand sanitizer? I just figured you had it lying around.
Nah, this was years ago.
And what, you were getting ready to get your ass eat?
Nah, I was just trying to go just hang out with someone. I was like, ooh.
You were doing a quick Puerto Rican shower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He had a swampy butt. He was like,
it wasn't even for the butt. It was for the balls and dick, but it just got to the butt.
That sounds rough.
It was like,
it was, did she blow you though? Because that would poison.
I feel like that would hurt my dick. I feel like
that would hurt really bad. Was it like hand sanitizer?
It was It was a childish move. We learned. We never did it again. It's been many moons.
That's good to know. Just use a handy hand wipe next time.
Yeah, that's the same thing. They make like ball and dude wipes and
get a dude.
Yeah, Manscaped came with it.
They did. Yeah, ball wipes.
That's okay. That's how you learn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I found a
YouTuber.
It was
YouTuber in the bush years.
Go ahead.
That has a video.
I'm still in those.
The bush years.
Talking about using the coffee scrub and how makes it better to eat ass.
Maybe I'll do this.
You meant to apply.
I think
to
this guy's
your...
gay.
Anus, and it makes wait, is that Russian
is that
wrestler?
Is that what he said? Anus? Pants.
And a lingus. I'm really trying to dodge a lot of dirty words so I don't get demonetized. So there'll be a lot of innuendo.
So don't talk about it.
So it's called
I hate him.
I don't believe that. First of all, innuendo is a fucking great joke, so I'm going to give him that. That was not a bad joke.
And innuendo is an Italian suppository.
Yeah, listen to me. Innuendo.
Innuendo.
He...
In your window?
That guy sucks.
Yeah,
that's right.
That guy sucks. And you don't get demonetized for saying naughty words on YouTube.
Everyone's blaming algorithms. Shut up.
Do you? I don't think so. Do we? Paco, what words can't we say? Say them into the microphone now. Paco. Bobby knows.
Is there a list?
Faggot? You're saying that one? Do we have to bleep that?
I think all the roast battle videos are demonetized for language.
No.
Or else the stand owes
us thousands.
A little bit of scratch.
Oh, yeah. We'll scratch a rooskies. All right. Well, cool. Maybe do you want to try this scrub? Shannon, can you order me this scrub and then eat my asshole in Jamaica?
No, I'll order it for you.
Will you order it for me and just smell my asshole?
No.
Shannon.
No, thank
you. Natalie, would you smell my asshole if I order this before and after?
No.
Oh, stop it.
God, no.
Just stop it. You're going to even touch me. You put your nose inches away from my asshole.
I would prefer not to.
And then I try to fart into one of your nostrils.
No.
I mean, the fart's going to stink regardless.
Yeah.
But if I spread my cheeks first and make it silent?
Just move all of it out the way.
Right up her nose.
Ugh.
What?
Horrifying.
That is horrifying. You're going to fuck around and shit doing that.
Dude, I fucking... All that candy I had two nights, because I didn't have that much candy yesterday, but two nights ago we got all the candy for the party.
Yeah.
You got to test it, make sure it wasn't rich.
So I just like all night just kept the Kit Kat, Twix, the Snickers, just throughout the night. And then by the end of the night, I'm just fucking like lying. My stomach's hurting. I'm rolling on my side.
Stomach.
I'm just farting. My chick's like sleeping. So I'll fart.
Does candy give you gas?
Yeah, oh yeah. And then I lift up the blanket to let the smell out of the blanket to get to exit the room. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
It is brutal. I mean, luckily she's a heavy sleeper because I'm fucking...
A rapist.
Good for her.
You guys live together full time?
No. She just doesn't leave.
Oh. Huge difference.
Yeah. No, she's okay. Not officially on the leash yet, but you know, what are you going to do? She shouldn't complain about cleaning. That's the point. Anyway, let's move on.
Shannon, I'm not doing this video. A 9-month-old baby playing with a kitten. Why? I don't care about things like this.
Sometimes you do.
Shannon, fine. There's another retarded ass Shannon topic of the day. Let's go. Here we go. Retarded ass Shannon topic of the day. And Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what do we got here, Shannon?
So it's a 9-month-old baby playing with a kitten.
Yeah. Not even a cute baby. Not even a cute kitten.
It's so cute. Oh, it's so cute.
She just opened its fucking mouth and tore its head in half. Right? Look, she's grabbing its head.
She's restraining.
I hope that
herself.
Cat. I hope that cat steals that baby's breath and eats his soul.
Do cats do that?
Yeah, they say that cats steal your soul. Right? Was that from Cat's Eye?
Yeah.
Shannon, look at Shannon showing her ass, her age.
I know.
Old ass Shannon. She saw that in the movie theater when she was 30.
With the same age, Lewis.
Shut up, Shannon. So Shannon, yeah, but that's old for a woman.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, for a man, like, I'm like a fine wine. I'm just reaching my fucking peak years right now. Salt and pepper hair.
Hair?
Yeah, I got salt and pepper.
I like on your mustache.
Ah, fuck
Wait
you.
Wait a second.
I really do. I think I salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, move your mic.
Doggy, yeah, this is the best age for a man. 40 years old, I feel like that's peak. Is that not peak? And peak for a woman is 20.
But when does it fizzle out? That's
crazy, right?
But when does it drop off, though?
For men? It's 22.
22 for women.
Because you want to give them a year of partying, and then they've got their shit together.
Yeah, you're right.
22-year-olds are annoying.
22-year-olds are done partying?
No, but I mean, they got a year in.
Yeah.
Because anything younger than that, they're like...
underage.
Mm. Sure, that too.
Illegal. Yeah, no. Yeah, 40-year-old men, it's like that's what you are looking for. I think probably this is almost a minimum, right? Maddie, you're in a relationship still?
Kind of.
But you want a guy who's around 40. That's when guys are trying to really get their shit together.
Yeah.
35 to 40 years old. Like, I don't care about a woman having her shit together. That's crazy.
Really?
No.
She could be a mess.
She can't be a mess. Having her shit together is like probably 15th on the list of like priorities. It's like,
what's your first priority?
Tits. Ass.
Vagina tastes like nothing.
Vagina tastes like nothing.
Asshole tastes like nothing.
That's coffee
fourth.
Scrub.
Yeah, coffee scrub asshole.
Head game covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
She can perfectly distribute balloons. Yeah.
Doggy, that is actually literally before having their shit together on my list of priorities is being able to not be retarded enough to fucking tie balloons outside of the house on a windy fucking afternoon.
This is
all
fair.
In just bunches. Oh, it's infuriating.
This is fair.
Dude, I felt so old yesterday. I was watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Mm. Which one?
The Melissa Joan Hart one.
Netflix one?
No.
The one from when we were
kids. Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah.
And I was like, how old are these fucking high school kids? Because they all looked so old to me.
Yeah.
And we looked it up, and Melissa Joan Hart's 22. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm old. I'm 34. And then we Googled how old the aunt was, Caroline Ray. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aunt Hilda?
She's late
20s. She's 34 right? in it. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm wacky aunt age.
Wow, is she 34?
She's 34 in the beginning of that show.
My mom died when she was like 40. Like, I remember my mom being an adult.
Right.
Like, that's it. Just like an old mom. Like, she's a mom.
Yeah.
And that's my age now.
I think once people start being younger than you, that's when...
Like, dude, I was like watching Full House, and they had an episode where Danny turned 30.
Yeah.
And it was a sad episode.
Yeah.
They gave a speech at the end. Like, listen, if you're turning 30, call this number.
Like, John Stamos is like 20-something on Full House.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a grown man. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, when you're looking at him from the scope
Caroline
of a 6-year-old.
Caroline Ray is 34 here,
I think. The aunt on the right was pretty hot. Caroline Ray, I actually have crossed paths with her in the comedy clubs. Have you guys?
Yeah.
And stand-up New York she used to do all the time.
Yeah.
Back in the motherfucking day.
Melissa Joan Hart also just has an older face. She's like a womanly face.
She was on that one show on Nickelodeon.
Clarissa
before.
Explains it all.
Explains it all.
Yeah. This is how unattractive I am, or unattracted I am to Melissa Joan Hart. Like, this was peak jerking off time. When Clarissa was explaining shit, this is when I was...
Well, that's why you didn't want you, if she's going to tell on you.
No, honestly.
Yeah. Don't explain it all!
She wouldn't stop yapping. It's like, I wish you wouldn't explain anything and just stand there. She yaps too much. No, honestly, this was peak beating off days. This is when I would just flip through the channels and just jerk off to anything mm-hmm. that was on the TV. And I just didn't give a fuck. She used to wear just dumb fucking clothes. She's a string bean asshole. I was not into it.
I think she's cute, but
if you look at the girls now, dude, Nickelodeon back in the day, dude, those girls were not.
Those are frumpy bitches.
Those are frumpy whores, dude. Now, Ariana Grande, fucking what's her name?
That's a Disney
Victorious.
Bitch.
That's Nickelodeon. Yeah, that's Nickelodeon, right?
Oh.
Dude.
All hail Dan Schneider.
Dude, hail Dan Schneider.
This is the original cast.
Can we make hail Dan Schneider t-shirts for the Real Ass Podcast? Is that okay? This is the original all that? Look at these dumpy whores.
I know. I did have a crush on this one at the bottom when I was a kid.
She was cute.
The one in the middle.
Lori Beth was pretty funny.
Yeah, none of these
are. Yeah, she was.
No.
Yeah.
Now, you pull up Victorious. Victorious, I mean, it's a problem. It's a problem how attractive.
My little brother would watch that show and because of how hot.
Yeah, we just, like, and I sit there and my hot. Son watched it. I'm like, yeah, all right, this is not bad. Yeah.
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 Hashtag restore the Schneiderverse.
Yeah, but look at Ariana Grande. It looks frumpy there.
Yeah, Ariana Grande was.
She wasn't the star at that time.
She wasn't the best one there.
Well, but she wasn't black yet. She didn't.
She did have something about her, though. There was something about her.
It wasn't Grande
her.
Yet. It no, was just
yeah,
grand.
Yeah, exactly.
You did get it. There was something you were like, oh, that bitch is kind of hot.
Well, she had red hair, so that was always kind of next
level.
Hot.
She was kind of hot. But look, Victoria Justice, when she popped, and then she's
did
not,
she pop?
But she's not even out there anymore, really. Like, I got to be honest, what is Victoria Justice even doing these days?
She just has beef with Ariana now.
Is she beefing?
Oh,
I feel like they just don't like each other. They didn't like each other from, like, back then, they said.
You know way too much about the...
Well, my little brother and sister used to watch this show a lot.
Dirty old man, Napoleon. Fine, you know way too much about these girls. They had a beef. They didn't like each other.
That's what they say. It was never. I never. Like, I don't know if it was true. I think it's just like.
And the one bitch, on Jeanette McCurdy, who was on Sam and Cat, she's just out of the business now.
That?
She's like, Dan Schneider hurt her so badly that she stopped acting on television.
Who is that?
Which one? Is that the blonde one?
The blonde.
Didn't she come out recently and talk about her mom?
Is that the from this show from I don't even Victorious?
Know. I thought there was a. Jeanette McCurdy wrote a memoir about.
She was on iCarly.
Oh, that girl. She quit. She quit acting altogether.
She did, yeah. She's doing like one woman shows about being molested or something.
She
was
like hooking up with. Ruined her life.
She was like hooking up with like a Pistons basketball player, I think. Like, this dude is like 6'10, 7 foot.
Black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, her mom really fucked up.
I said a Jew, Lowe's. I said,
plays basketball, not watches.
Oh, shit. All right, let's fucking, what is this? All right, one last thing we'll talk about before we get out of here. Testicle bath birth control device wins Germany's Dyson Prize. Shannon, please.
Okay. Okay, figured you would be excited about this.
I'm excited.
So this particular award celebrates, encourages, and inspires the designers of new problem-solving ideas. The testicle bath is created to temporarily stop sperm mobility. The device only needs to be used every few months to keep the sperm inert and prevent eggs from being fertilized during sex.
And you drop your balls into a bath?
Yep.
So it's like a birth control.
Yep. For men.
Do we have any video or pictures of what it looks like?
I'll keep trying to find it. I don't have a video or a picture.
Is it an actual like bath of liquid, or is it like, isn't it like sound or like sonic waves or something?
So there are sonic waves that go through the water in the bath.
So it's like somebody's yelling at your balls,
giving yourself cancer.
That's how I come.
Yeah.
Yell right into my balls, baby.
Okay.
Cool.
I get it, because, I don't know, birth control fucks chicks up.
Yeah.
Chicks are, bananas sometimes. I could get it. If they made a male one, I think there's something wrong with that.
Yeah. Certain women, birth control, they take it, and they're like, yeah, it's destroying my body. I've dated girls, and you're like, they guilt you. Every time they take their pill, it's like, another pill to destroy my body.
Right. Oh, it's like when you dock your iPhone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Wait, I like this drawing of the balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whose balls?
Hold on, I'm recharging.
Whose smooth balls?
So you put your balls into this bath, and then it sends sonic,
ultrasonic waves.
I don't believe that.
I don't know.
I believe it. It won the Dyson Award.
Oh. A vacuum?
Yeah. I thought it was the chicken.
That's crazy. Yeah. Dyson.
What is the Dyson Award? What else has won the Dyson Award?
Hold on.
Abortion vacuums. That's to prevent the vacuum being needed.
Germany's Dyson Prize. Paper up. The last Dyson Prize was given out to the Jew showers during the Holocaust.
Oh my gosh.
What? What?
Nothing.
All right, they weren't called Jew showers. Sorry.
What were they called?
What were they called, actually? What was it? What was the technical name of the Jew showers during the Holocaust?
Oh, Super Happy Fun Shower.
The most justified shower in the world. Come on, guys. We're joking. But if you guys do this, if you're like, oh, boy, then it looks like we're not kidding. But if you just slap your knee and go, these guys are wacky, folks. They're wacky characters. Yeah, then we look like we're fucking having a fun time here right now, guys. Thank you.
These guys are wacky.
They're wacky characters. Yo. Yeah. What are some other Dyson Award winners, Shannon? What is it?
One is something that was invented to combat deforestation and climate change.
Boring.
What's it called?
The wood alternative sustainably made with the waste from the kombucha industry.
Oh, God, Shannon. Oh, boy. Never mind.
Nothing is going to interest you.
Okay.
Today's theme is that women are retarded, and not a commentary on you, Maddie. You've been killing it.
I appreciate that.
You're an exception, not the rule.
Sorry,
exception
guys.
To the rule? Exception.
Exception, not the rule. Exception, not the rule. Right?
Oh, okay.
Whatever. All right, look, we're wrapping. This has been a fun show. Love you guys. Go support these guys, Napoleon Emile, Maddie Smith. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible show. Full week of shows this week, and we're out in Skankfest. Starting Thursday night, I'll be out at Skankfest at the kickoff party, so make sure you guys are fucking hanging out with us in Houston. And anything else? That's it.
How long is the Skankfest?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day long with our kickoff party on Thursday.
Nice.
So shit's gonna get fucking wild.
Awesome.
So. All right, we'll be back then. Peace.
That's all, folks.